From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,075th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring George Morgan.
Now listen while I tell you about a place I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pine, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. Their music is a fiddle and a flat guitar. They get their kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance, and the woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes his brogan and he knocks out the light, and they all go native on a Saturday night. Here's Jack Brewer. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Thank you. Thank you. George Morgan, the candy kid himself in Tennessee Saturday night. And a great big Saturday night it is, folks, here at the Grand Ole Opry. Well, aside from George, we're presenting those Opry regulars, June Carter and Archie Campbell. Then we have the master of the guitar players, Chet Atkins, along with Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cluggers. And as our very special guests, two boys who are great entertainers and stars of the Opry in their own rights, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
That's right, Grant. Lester and Earl will be with us in a few minutes. But right now, it's time to listen to the man who once said, "There's nothing like the clanging of an alarm clock to remind you that the best part of the day is over." Archie Campbell, here he comes. Hello, Arch.
George, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. You look prosperous.
Don't know where I'll be able to fool with you much longer, because I expect to be rich most any day now.
Is that a fact?
New invention I got. I got a perfume, buddy, that will really get the women.
You have?
One drop of this stuff, you put it on you anywhere, and the women will swarm all over you.
Now, wait a minute. You have a perfume that will really get the women, huh?
Yeah, it smells like money.
Oh,
and I've also invented a deodorant. A deodorant. It's going to go good, too, I'm sure of that. It's called Vanish.
Vanish?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Well, you just rub it on you, rub it all over you, and you disappear.
Now, that is a good deodorant.
Yeah, I see you still smell just as bad, but nobody can tell where it's coming from.
Oh, Arch, all you think about is money. Money yeah. isn't everything.
No.
And remember, you can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you?
Oh, no.
Well, I ain't going then.
you might.
You know why they say you can't take it with you?
No, why?
The way taxes are these days, but where is it?
It's all gone. Right,
it's all gone by the time you get ready to go. Let it lay there.
Yeah, we will. Well, Arch, you may go sooner than you expect if you don't watch your step.
What'd you say?
Well, you heard me. I said if you don't watch your step, you may go sooner than you expect.
Listen, buddy, where I come from, that means fight.
It means fight? Well, why don't you fight?
Because I ain't where I come from.
No, I see you're not.
What's wrong with you anyhow? You're getting your ire all riled up there.
Well, Arch, you remember that lady backstage a while ago?
Yeah, brother, I saw her. You talk about stacked up, brother, did she?
Now, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. That was my wife.
That's what I say. She was a nice-looking woman.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'll tell you one thing. That language you were using. How dare you curse before my wife?
Curse before your wife?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to apologize. I'm sorry I cursed before your wife.
Well, you should.
I didn't know it was her turn.
Well, thank you. Listen, Arch. Now, listen, you're nothing but trouble, and I'm having enough trouble anyhow.
What's the trouble now?
Well, Arch, I believe I'm losing my hearing.
Losing your hearing?
Yeah, I can't hear a thing. I can't even hear myself sneeze.
Can't hear yourself sneeze?
No, I can't.
Well, I'll fix that. I got some pills right here. Now, you take one of them every 3 hours all day, and that'll fix you up.
One every 3 hours?
Yeah.
Will this help my hearing?
No, but it'll make you sneeze louder.
Oh, Arch, good night. Ow!
All right, Archie Campbell, the sage of Bull's Gap. And now, George, it's time we introduce our guests. So here they are, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
Hey!
Yes, sir. Lester and Earl, it is good to have you here with us tonight.
Good to be here, George.
Say, Les, I see you've got your guitar, and Earl's got his old five-string, so how about a little music?
You're the doctor.
All right, if I'm the doctor, I prescribe a dose of medicine that is mighty easy to take. You and Earl Scruggs and all the boys singing your latest record, Crying My Heart Out Over You.
Now somewhere the music playing soft and low, and a stranger holds the one that I love so. That you meant the world to me, but like a fool I stood and watched you go. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more. Footsteps in the hall while I'm crying my heart out over you. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more.
George, this is what I call real fishing weather. Makes a fellow want to get out along the bank of a good stream with a rod and reel and see how they're biting.
Rod and reel and plenty of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. After all, what is fishing without some good smoking enjoyment, too?
And enjoyment is what you get, George, with reliable Prince Albert. PA smokes mild and mellow with a smooth and easy-going taste, preferred by pipe smokers and roll-your-own men everywhere.
And it's crimp cut, too, so it rolls easy or packs just right in a pipe to burn steady and even without unpleasant hot spots. PA's always fresh, too, because it sells so fast.
Well, neighbors, I know we make Prince Albert sound like a smoker's dream, but every word we say is true. Now, you can find out for yourselves by lighting up a pipeful. The proof is in the puffing. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. So for a fishing trip or any time you want good smoking taste, you light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
All right, that's Tommy Jackson, folks, with his fiddle, and here to join with him are the Stony Mountain Cloggers. So if you feel like dancing, grab a partner and join in the fun. Jimmy Sell.
All hands up and circle the left, get your partner pull left. Round and round, take them down, left, left, take the guard down. All my boys on the get that pretty girl, dance, dance. Round and round, all the boys, get that baby, don't He told him to pass and he don't need to fix one day. And before he met him, saw two little ladies, so he go all around, shaking down, red, that big was starting out. One, two, three, four, that's no interesting anymore. Look, guy, boy, don't be long, get your partner coming home. And before he met him, saw two little ladies, so he go round, round, shaking down, red, that big was starting out.
Thank you, Tommy, and thank you, Stony Mountain Cloggers. That was fine.
It sure was, George. But say, after that fine performance, how about you doing as well and singing us a song?
Well, I'll be glad to, Grant. And the one I've selected for this particular spot on the show is one of inspiration and hope. And in its words, we find again the assurance of the Almighty that He is with us always, no matter how dark the pathway we walk. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Thank you so much. You're a wonderful audience to sing for. And now here is a wonderful entertainer to play for you. It's my friend Chet Atkins and his guitar with Lambeth Walk. Let's give Chet a nice hand. Thank you.
Atkins, the genius of the guitar. And now it's time we introduced another entertainer and favorite here at the Opry, the queen of comedy herself, Miss June Carter. Here she comes.
I was looking for Lester Flatt. That's
here.
Who I'm looking. You ain't Lester Flatt,
I
aren't
know,
you,
Kim? But I'm pretty dead blame flat. What are you looking for? He's here somewhere. Well, I saw him.
Did you know that this terrible thing happened yesterday? I hit Lester Flatt. I was running along in my car, and I hit him, and I knocked him 30 feet in the air.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir. I knocked him 30 feet in the air, and I've been in the courtroom today suing him.
Wait just a minute. You hit him with your car and knocked him 30 feet in the air?
Yes, I did.
And you're suing him?
I sure am.
What for?
Leaving the scene of an accident. Well, you reckon? You don't have to get on that
guy. Kate Cornish can't die.
I got it paid back to me today, though.
How's that?
It was terrible. I got hit by one of them little foreign sports cars.
Did?
I've been in the hospital having it removed.
You want me to tell you something? You're losing your marbles.
Well, I ain't done it.
You didn't get hit by no foreign car. That's just your imagination.
My imagination?
It's just your imagination. You didn't get hit.
Well, I ain't going to be able to sit down on my imagination for about 2 weeks. Oh, I got wounded. I got hurt all over. Yeah. I got wounded right here in my side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had to get sewed up. That doctor sewed me up with cat guts.
Wait just a hold on. Now, we're on the air, and there's women and children in the audience. We don't say cat guts, say kitten entrails.
You're putting it in there, right? It's just coming out wrong.
Go ahead. With your story.
Anyway, I had to get sewed up, and they used too many of them kitten entrails.
They did.
Yeah, they did. Now, instead of my stomach growling.
Yeah.
It meows.
Tell you what we're going to do, June. I want to tell you
terrible.
What we're going to do. I'll be your legal representative. We're going to sue whoever hit you with that car.
Oh, no, now.
I'm telling you the dying truth. We're going to get at least $200 from whoever
no,
hit you.
No, there's no sense in that.
Oh,
no,
that's all right. I tell you don't look right. That there nose don't look right under your ear.
My nose ain't under my ear,
yeah,
Slugger.
Yeah, wait just a minute. It will be in a minute. I get
out! Ow!
That's right,
oh,
squall,
what?
Gal. The louder you squall, the more money we're going to get, buddy.
Ow! Oh, out!
I'm telling you, June, listen. We'll take them to court, and whoever hit you with that car will pay us $200.
Well,
I mean it.
Well, all right, then, if that's what
$200 at least. I'll get it for you.
Okay, then. It was your car that hit me and your wife was a-driving it.
That's what I say, Will, gal. I've got the money right here, then.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price from Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. Proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow flavor, and cool and steady burning Prince Albert. That's PA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
All right, now, let's get on with things and have another fine song from our guests Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs as they give us another of their recorded numbers, If I Should Wander Back. Here they are.
For many years I've been a rolling stone, my darling. Like a gypsy I have roamed from place to place. Fortune never came to me, how happy I would be just to look again upon your smiling face. Now if I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me, dear? Would you love me if I'd wander back tonight? Last night I dreamed that you and I were back together. I held your hand so gently in my own. Heard you say we'd never part as a press up to my heart. Then I woke in tears to find myself alone. Now if I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me, dear? Would you love me if I'd wander back tonight? Now if I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love on tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me, dear? Would you love me if I'd wander back tonight?
Well, Lester and Earl, that was fine. I enjoyed it. I want to thank both of you for being here on the show with us. And now, Grant.
What's on your mind, George?
Well, how about you introducing our next performer?
Well, I'd be glad to. Folks, here's Miss Del Wood at the piano with one of her great tunes, Are You From Dixie? Del Wood. Thank you, Del Wood. Now, George, before you sing your next number, is there anything you want to tell us about the song, I mean?
Well, no, Grant, I guess not, except that it is my latest record, and it'll be out in about a week or so.
Well, fine. Then let's hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, George Morgan and his latest, Who Knows You the Best?
Who sides to every story. I've listened to him and to you. You've told him you loved him and he is the one, but you said that you loved me too. So I wonder who knows you the best. He only knows the good, I know the rest. I know the sigh from him that you hide. So I wonder who knows you the best. Now here's little Roy Wiggin. So I wonder who knows you the best. He only knows the good, I know the rest. I know the sign from him that you hide. So I wonder who knows you the best. Yes, I wonder who knows you the best.
Thank you. Thanks, Smiley Wilson, for helping me with that last song. And that's about it, as they say in this business, folks. It was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know you want to hear next week's show featuring Hawkshaw Hawkins and lovely little Gene Shepherd. Listen in, won't you? You'll have a good time. Now, this is George Morgan saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So good.
Have a Camel cigarette.
So rich.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So mild.
Have a Camel cigarette.
And here's the reason why.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Cigarette.
You can say that again.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you're smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels, the best tasting cigarette of all.
Have a Camel.
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
To Armed Forces Around the World by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.